What is it about our psyche that we like to hold on to things? Is it the nostalgia?
I think there's that. I think it brings us comfort in some way, shape, or fashion.
Right.
I think that we have been ingrained in our society to be like, it could be worth money one day because of TV shows like the one you've talked about earlier, even though for the most part, they're not
worth jack. Most things are not worth anything.
But
I save a few things on my desk. You know, I've got some concert tickets and mixed beach house things.
I think that's different.
But I did find, now you found the Case Logic CDs.
Yeah.
Like multiple.
Two huge binders full.
I found a huge container, plastic container of cassette tapes.
Yeah.
In my little attic space.
And what kind of cassette tapes? Are they mixtapes that young Carson made? Because if that's the case, bring them in. I've got a cassette player at my desk.
Does it say like Summer of 83 Hot Mix?
So I have.
Say for Jody.
I have all. So I have mixtapes. I have other radio. So I'm a radio nerd. I've been a radio nerd since I was in high school. If I traveled, I would record other radio stations. Mm-hmm. And then once we got into radio, I started recording everything we did prior to digital, and I saved everything on cassette. Mm-hmm. I have demos of radio stations that I worked for, was a program director for, and then our show when we were starting, I have them all on cassette, and they're just, I don't have a cassette player. I haven't had a cassette player in probably 20 years.
I have one under my desk whenever you need it.
I doubt they even work, because I feel like after...
I pulled some out, I don't know how long ago, I found some old air checks of ours that we played back. Yeah, they work just fine. You might need to stick a pencil in there, tighten them up a little bit, a little matchbook.
We have found out this morning that... people are saving their Magic the Gathering cards.
Yep.
People are holding on to their exes.
Shame.
Let it go.
Matt is from Somerville, getting ready to move to Amsterdam.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
Yes, and you have a huge supply of what?
We have a huge supply of tea sets.
Like,
and we are not necessarily tea people. Like ceramic, porcelain, tea sets.
Do you and sit why? Down for tea every day at 2, like the British do? Or
why, pray tell, do you have somebody?
I wish this was Downton Abbey, but unfortunately, no. This is a two-bedroom in Somerville.
Is it something like one of you had first and you just kept doing it? Is it something you inherited?
No. So my wife's parents, God bless them, they're the sweetest people on the planet, but they like to encourage their friends to send us things. So if they ask if, you know, Matt and his wife would like this or that, they just say yes. So we have packages arriving at our door. Sometimes it'll be weeks without one. Sometimes it'll be months, but just unexplained box of fragile items like tea sets.
Have you thought of telling her no? We don't want them anymore.
We have tried. We don't even get the ask before they come. They just show up, and then we get a contact later saying, oh, keep an eye out. Something might be arriving soon. Like, nope, already did. Thank you. Glad we have this enormous box of fragile porcelain now to keep.
Cheerio.
Well, like it sounds like a yard
nice
sale
things,
to me.
Right? But,
yeah. Like Etsy?
I don't know if anyone really buys them anymore, right?
Etsy. There are people out there. I swan. There are.
Yes.
It's a little bit of work.
You're giving me hope.
It sounds like once you get to Amsterdam, you need to open up a store.
I would not travel with those things. They would not come with me. No, sir.
Thank you, Matt.
Now, that's what falls off the back of the U-Haul.
Kim is from Pepperell and has over 500 what in a binder?
500 CDs.
There it is, Kennedy.
Yes,
These are your people.
Do you
yes.
Do you ever use them, or are they just sitting in there?
They're just sitting in there. I used them for years up until maybe... 10 years ago, because my car doesn't have a CD player anymore, which I was very sad about.
Why did you collect so many, though?
While I was deployed, you could get them for really cheap.
Yep.
Go to the overseas.
PX. Yeah, go to the PX. Or get those.
I bought mine in pawn shops.
Yeah, or you could get them out on the economy. Yeah. They may not be legit, but they look close to legit.
Yes, and so I would... would collect them so that way anytime I deployed, I had any music that I wanted.
Right.
I had 70s, 80s, 90s. I even had a Jeffrey Godfrey comedy show on a CD.
Gilbert Godfrey, maybe?
That is so funny.
Oh, yeah. Gilbert Godfrey. Sorry.
That's all right. Well, I would hold on to them. They might be worth something one day.
No, they won't be.
And thank you for your
service.
You enjoy them. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. All right, this is a wild one, Kennedy. I think this is right up your alley.
Get it.
This is Scott from Hanover. Tell Kennedy what you have a huge collection of, and you don't know why.
I collected, back when I was a kid, when Star Wars first came out, the McDonald's glasses that had all the characters on them. I still have about 10.
Oh, those are valuable. Those are probably worth $10,000 a piece.
I looked them up before the last time I moved, and they were like dollars.
Oh.
So I just decided just to keep them.
I mean, I'm seeing them on eBay, but you can't go by the listing price because you don't know
exactly
what they get bought for. But
this is
$80 for the set of four.
People nerd out for Star Wars memorabilia.
Yeah, that I might take a chance at selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got CDs, you can get rid of them. You might hold on to the Star Wars glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't get any nerdier than that, right, Kennedy?
Maybe.
Good morning, Gregory from Somerville.
Good morning.
Tell Kennedy what you are collecting, and you don't know why?
Computer parts.
Do you build computers?
So when I was a teenager, I built my first computers from spare parts. And like, I just had a collection. And then when I went away to college, my mom tossed it all. But, you know, I've built computers since then, and I just hang on to anything that I swap out that's not broken. I have like 20 years worth of hard drives, extra monitors, video cards, spare memory.
But you could create something if you wanted to.
I guess, but it's all like older, so it's less like good, and some of like newer Windows software doesn't play well with old parts.
I'm just gonna say this, Kennedy. If you need a new game of Pong, Gregory is your guy to build it for you.
Okay.
Gregory, have you ever brought like a date home and showed them your 1995 Windows monitor collection?
I have not. No, I don't have any CRT monitors. It's all like stashed away. It takes up a bunch of closet space, and I've moved like twice, and it just comes with me.
Do you feel like it's time now to go on ahead and let it go?
Maybe. Listening to everybody else hanging on to all their stuff.
Would you be willing to trade your computer parts for a tea set? I know a couple.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.